KCNR News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, September the 26th. Can you believe we've just blown through September? I mean, we've gone through September like, well, yeah, just like through, you know, like fast.
And we had rain.
We had rain. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting there. And today we're going to have, we have guests coming in, of course, but we also want to do a lot of open line from you all. Things that you've liked, things that are bothering you, things that you see. You know, politicians, elections, President Obama is on his way out here. In fact, he's out in Silicon Valley. There's things that are going on here in town. But just things that are going on with you, too, and things that you saw like this weekend, we're going to talk about that. But here's Bad Bob to say hello. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. I have a theory. You know, they just discovered some particle they think moves faster than light, so I'm convinced that as I get older, time has sped up. Man.
Well.
Really? What happens?
Doesn't this kind of like kick out Einstein's theory?
It causes a rethink of a lot of the fundamental understandings we thought we had of the universe. But it could be that when Fred calibrated this speedometer, he didn't do it right. So that's called reproducible results.
That's what they said. They would really like somebody else to reproduce his. I don't know if they can.
There's a little tabletop fusion thing there.
But talking about fusion in reproducing anything that happens, here's Linda.
The segues. That's a great Monday morning here. Welcome to the program. 57 degrees. We're going to have a beautiful day. 88.
Nice.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the past, a little bit about the present, but did you go to the air show? Did you go to the air show? And if so, this morning we want to hear from you. What was it like for you? Because I want to share with you that I had never been to an air show. Been in a lot of small planes in my life, you know.
And in large planes.
But I don't really have a problem with, the small Cessna 150s. In fact, back in my early days when I was doing some modeling jobs, one of them was giving away a plane. So I was out at, what's the name of the place that's outside of the Dutch territory thing that's outside of L.A.? Solvang. You did some stuff in Solvang. I'm having a one-person conversation here. Anyway, 7:08 in the morning. Anyway, do tell us about the air show and what you thought. Carl and I were just so pleased to see the excellence. It was amazing to see the Thunderbirds. It was amazing to be in it and feel it and just like, wow, what an experience.
Having watched Reading Air Show for many, many years since its inception at the Reading Municipal Airport, this year they had more of the military hardware, the Warbirds, than they've ever had before. It was great, and a huge salute to the veterans several times during the day. So that was very good. And I saw a lot of these old warriors going through the rows of Warbirds and say, "Yes, I worked on that one. I flew that one. That was awesome."
It is, and the I still have a bruise on my left shoulder. Because when as you realize, when the Thunderbirds are during the show, one of the things they do is when they've got your attention with five of the aircraft going this way, one just screams over you. And when it did, Linda screamed and grabbed my shoulder, and there are four half moon spots in my arm that show a spot where nails went into me.
I was compl- completely detracted or distracted to the beautiful formation, the Diamond Formation. Don't you know? The rest of the show, I kept looking, where's that stinker hiding? He's over behind that cloud. There's only four up there. Where are the other two? Do not like to be jumped up from behind. But it really was spectacular. And, of course, we were in the tent, and Sons of Italy did a spectacular job at a meatball sandwich. And, God, it's so nice when you go there and you eat and drink all day long, whatever you want. That was fabulous.
Yeah, and then just later
afterwards.
Saw a bunch
of friends.
Well, yeah, and then you had, you know, Missing America Project were there. They had the Northern California a veterans group there that had the Huey that was out there. You had all types of airplanes, aircraft. They do this every other year, my friends, and this is the first one we've gone to, but we won't miss another one.
And then we jumped over to the MASH Bash. More on that, but let's get our weigh-in this morning, this Monday morning, with Wells Fargo's Josh Wiley. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures suggested a positive open for the major averages as European markets gained ground. The London FTSE was up 1%, and the DAX in Frankfurt jumped 3.2%, led by bank and insurance stocks. Deutsche Bank rose more than 8% after a report that the European Central Bank is not ruling out an interest rate cut, reversing recent hikes. Currently, the Dow's up 27 points at 10,800, while the NASDAQ is down 26 at 2,456, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,133. Oil's down 44 cents this morning at $79.41 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.92%. Gold's down this morning $16.90 at $1,622, while silver's down $1.14 at $28.96 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's up half a buck at $62.09, IBM's up $2 at $171.38, while Walmart is up 3 dimes at $51.11. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We always like starting the day off with you all. Three times we hear from Wells Fargo. We are at 7, 8, and at 9, all about the same time, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10. We're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. We're going to be talking about a little bit about the MASH Bash, but also what happened in history today. But then we're going to walk into things like, hey, price of gas is going down. Does that mean, what are you going to do with that money? Yeah, that extra money that you can put in your pocket. Carl Linda Bott, 7:12 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the white pages or on the internet. SFI Insurance Services.
This year, Big Bike Weekend comes back to Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. 3 big days up and down Hilltop. Plus, 2 of the larger events are still at the convention center. The Police Motor Competition and the Cost of Freedom Exhibit. That's October 7th through the 9th. Go to BigBikeWeekend.com for tickets. This has been a public service message from KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460. It's Monday.
Welcome back, Carl Linda Bott. 7:15 in the morning.
White wedding.
How many guys tried to emulate that Billy Idol?
Nobody can.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a
with
thing.
His face, with his
it's okay,
ear.
We like the thing.
Hey, that Ducky Derby this weekend. 39,000 little duckies dropped from the bridge. They raised about $200,000,
wow,
according to the Ducky Derby Queen, Marge Beck. And the local won the first prize. But 39,000 little duckies dropped from the bridge. Well, that's good, because it's a fundraiser, and that's what it's for. So it was a
First duck to be captured with a, when it, I think they bet on it or whatever, and they have the little boats down there that pick them up, and the first duck that's that gets to the boat at a certain particular point gets a prize, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the first one was won by Mona Stockton from Cottonwood. She got her a Caboose Playhouse from Meats Dumber. Second place in a Giants baseball weekend went to Wyatt McRae of Reading. I think it's just all different things. Competition, for some, competition at the annual event wasn't left a chance. In fact, Mitchell Mins was the year's top duck seller, and he sold 360 of the little yellow duckies.
Well, that's what $1,800. We're talking. Yeah. We're talking about a shout out this Monday morning. A shout out to all of you in the North State. As far as this signal can reach and beyond, you guys are amazing. Not only do we go to, you know, the air show, and that was really cool, and, you know, the tent, and then to be out there at just right on the, you know, the deck and see all these people. It was just amazing, the stuff that they did there. But afterwards, we're talking about the Mash Bash.
Went to the Mash Bash.
And there was a nice turnout at the Mash Bash, which was, of course, raising funds for the Veterans Heritage Museum.
Yep.
And this year, they had, I don't know if they had it last year or not, but they had the guy who's the auctioneer that usually
it was different, I think,
Ducks Unlimited. Yeah. And they, things that you thought you put your paddle up that would maybe $100, were going for $500 and $600 and $700. They made some money.
Yes, our paddle stayed down most of the night.
Yes, that paddle. We did get a bike seat. We got a bike seat.
Yeah, I had paddle envy when they were auctioning off the rifles. You know?
Paddle envy? No kidding. Yeah, by the
it went up. It was like $600 for something. You're going, guys, you can buy that someplace for $300.
Yeah, but it's not going to the Veterans Heritage Museum.
Yeah, that's true.
But you didn't even get a chance to watch your face. You couldn't even like get into.
I was going
to
jump into one, and I couldn't even get my paddle up fast enough. It went past whatever I was going to spend for it.
But we did get a bike seat. We're really excited about.
For a Harley.
Yeah,
right.
It's going to be a customized, and we've had it worked on just recently, and it was a great
thing.
Dave the
Indian did a great job.
I'm hoping this includes like a tour pack, you know, with the extra seat.
No, it doesn't do that. But well, what it will be is, no, we'll make it with the seat, and then we'll get the tour pack around it so you can feel loved.
So did your tushy vote for a new seat this last trip?
My body. You might as well hung me in a closet and beat me with a baseball bat for about 4 days. But, you know, I promised I would. I was not going to complain. I did not complain.
Didn't complain once.
I just thought that. What,
except the
what
time when I was driving down the road and you were trying to get a drink of water and we were going too fast. Oh,
I bit my tongue a few times going over bumps. That was not fun.
You nailed me on the side of the head. Said, slow down. I need to get a drink of water. Okay. All right. Good news. State of the City today at noon. Missy MacArthur's going to give a speech on building bridges to prosperity. They're going to give out the innovation award. This is like, I think, the eighth, or since 1988, they've been doing this, State of the City. And so today at noon, go on down to the convention center for lunch and listen to Missy MacArthur and with her building bridges to prosperity, and just say, where have we gone in Reading this past year? What have we accomplished? There have been a lot of accomplishments here in Reading over the past couple of years. I mean, you got the bridges finished. You have new businesses opening up. Yeah, we've had our problems, but you know, things are positive. In fact, we're working right now to bring something to the Reading area about positive. You know, there are a lot of positive aspects to living in Reading. There are positive aspects for doing business in Reading, and sometimes you don't see it. And I give Silas Lines, and Silas will be on the show this week. I give him a bad time about it. The front page of the paper, it's Slit Your Wrist newspaper. That, you know, it's not all bad. Yes, there are problems, but it's not all bad. We have many good things happening in Reading. We have businesses coming to Reading. There's more coming to Reading. If you just, the guys from the EDD, Economic Development, Mark LaSalle, I mean, he's talking about a number of businesses that are looking to moving right here to Reading. And all we can do is receive them with open arms with good ideas and with fees that are reasonable and get the bureaucrats out of their hair. I mean, they sit there and they come up with these little itty bitty things over and over again. My God, what are you trying to do? Destroy Reading because you've got a job and your little bureaucracy, your little bureaucratic thug, and you sit there and you go, well, wait a minute, we've got to do this. No, you don't. That's not what the law says. That's what you interpret. we were talking to some people the other day, and, well, here are the rules. And I looked at them, and I said, or they were talking about what the rules were. And I said, do you know that for sure? What do you mean? Are you telling me what you think you know or what somebody's told you, or are these written down? Well, you know what? That's a good question, because it's the way we've done it. So they went back and they got the written rules. And when you see the written rules, it doesn't say where they come from. They don't know if these are just written down by somebody 20 years ago, or is this something that comes from a higher headquarters? So they were researching that when I left.
Good.
And, well, you know, you have to. And I wasn't being rude or anything. It was. Well, I see what you're saying, but where does this specific thing come from? Does it come from you guys or from, you know, your higher group? He says, you know, I don't know, because if it comes from you, you can change it. But if it comes from a, you know, from somebody, your boss, you know, in some other region, or this is like a national thing, then you can't say, you know, then, okay, that's just the way it is. It doesn't mean you can't fight it later, but if it's a self-inflicted wound, patch the self-inflicted wound now. Got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:20 in the morning, September the 26th. This is a big week. We got a lot of stuff coming this week.
And coming back, I really want to give kudos to Jim Nielsen. He was there at the MASH Bash, and we want to talk a little bit about our conversation with such a gentleman, and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're going to talk about that when we get back, right after these messages, 1460.
Return to Red Bluff.
September 30th, October 1st and 2nd.
Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires. Present the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more.
All come to take on Gravedigger and Maximum Destruction.
Plus those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local.
And get this, Red Bluff.
A fire-breathing jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Co. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220 or go online to rvmonsters.com.
September 30th, October 1st and 2nd.
It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on 7:24 in the morning, September the 26th.
Love the
Carl
and
Linda Bott, phone lines here, 605-4567. And the chat room is filling up. Good morning there, JRD and Angel and Big Brad and Sun Gold. And
we love you guys.
Many others. We love you guys. Yeah,
Curly
that's right.
57.
And we're getting ready to have a chat pack breakfast on the 30th.
Country Kitchen.
At the Country Kitchen.
I don't know.
You all organized it. We did.
Yeah.
We'll just show up.
Are we showing up? Are you sure this is the classroom doing the thing with us?
Maybe we weren't invited.
Talk amongst themselves.
Well, maybe we weren't invited.
57 degrees. It's going to be 88 today right now if you're just tuning in at 7:25 here on KCNR 1460. We are so happy that you put us on your dial. We can't do this without you. We love you, and it's Monday, so it's praise time. Speaking of praise, you know, it's really cool when you have an elected official that you feel might not always agree with them on all terms, and that's what it is when you are, I guess, when you're kind of in a position of authority or one that can, you know, be in there and make things move. But, you know, a throwback to a gentleman, a throwback to kind of the Reagan-esque, you know, which we're hearing of that term a lot. I think it's probably been coined. It probably is in the Funk and Wagnall, I would say. It's a real word now. Is Jim Nelson, Assemblyman Jim Nelson. And when we went to the MASH Bash on Saturday evening after the air show, Assemblyman Nelson was there to give a book away of Ronald Reagan's quotes.
Yeah, the auction off a book.
Yes. Yeah. And he started off and he started to talk a little bit. And one thing about Jim, I mean, Jim is a very fit man. He works out every single day. And there's something about this man. He's ageless. I don't know, you know, after 50, who's counting? He is, you know, somebody who's been a rancher. He's worked with his hands. But one of the things I really love about Jim is that when you're talking, he looks at you and he comprehends. He looks, he listens, and I think he really cares. And one of the things we do know, and I feel this in the deepest part of my being, is that he really cares about the veterans. So here's a gazillion and one things he can do when he shows up to the California Veterans Heritage Museum, which I would think in the big scheme of things, he should be there, but he was really there in heart. And, you know, of course, he chose you to be, Carl, he chose you to be his Veteran of the Year for the second district, which is what he's in charge of, which was a huge honor. And so we have a kinship with him on that level, but stepping back and looking at his, just how he does things is, I have the utmost of respect and a shout out for him to be there on Saturday night, how he handles himself.
Yeah, they auctioned off the book on Reagan. President Reagan kept a diary, a daily diary, and then published it. It was published years later, and it was, and I think Nielsen said, one of my biggest honors I ever received was on page 223 or something. He says, and whatever day that was,
Senator Jim Nelson stopped
and,
by
and wife stopped by the office.
Right.
And it was like, and here's what Nielsen says. It wasn't like I just kind of stopped by. It took him 3 months to get me in there. But he says, but you know, he said that. And so anyway, they auctioned that book off, which, by the way,
it went, you know,
that was one of the ones that I raised my paddle and I started to get my paddle up and it went past me so fast that I just sat there with like burn marks on my paddle.
It
anyway,
was lightning.
Thanks to Assemblyman Nielsen for showing up for that. Other things that are going on here.
Well, before we get into the meat and potatoes.
And our guest. Yeah.
All right. Well, if a guest is on the line, let's do that.
No.
Oh, sorry. We have about a minute left. You know, we promised about what was going to happen this day in history. And
That was on the phone, Sun Gold, who emphasized that you were, in fact, invited to the Chat Pack breakfast.
Oh.
And anybody else who listens, they don't necessarily have to be a member of the Chat Pack, although they would have to spring for their own breakfast, I expect.
Well, I wanted to say thank you, both of us, okay? Some of the things that happened in history. In 1892, the March King was introduced to the general public. John Philip Sousa and his band played the Liberty Bell March, and Plainfield, New Jersey. In 1908, an ad for the Edison phonograph appeared in the Saturday Evening Post. Debbie Reynolds married singer idol Eddie Fisher in 1955. 1957, West Side Story opened in New York. And we can't forget Gilligan's Island, 1984. There's so much more going on, but you're listening to KCNR. We have a guest on the other side. Stay with us here on 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks little changed in early morning trading. Investors keeping a close eye on developments in the European debt crisis. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 55 points. Lawmakers are still deadlocked on a bill to prevent a government shutdown. The sticking point is whether disaster and spending should be offset by other cuts. The Senate is expected to vote on a short-term bill today. It would fund the government through November 18th, but it wouldn't offset any spending with cuts. Now, without a deal, the government faces a partial shutdown this weekend. FEMA may run out of disaster funding as early as tomorrow. Shares of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway jumping after announcing a stock buyback program. Using cash on hand, the company says it will buy back its own shares at up to a 10% premium over book value. Berkshire says it wouldn't buy any shares if doing so took its cash position below $20 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Weeds. They multiply like rabbits and take over your garden. You keep pulling them out, but they keep coming back. Enough! I now have a garden where weeds don't grow. Use Preen Mulch Plus to block weeds for 6 months. Preen is a weed barrier that prevents weeds from growing in the first place. Preen is the only mulch that blocks weeds for 6 months, so you can enjoy your garden instead of always weeding it. Now through Monday, September 26th, get 3 bags of Preen Mulch Plus for only $10, only at Lowe's.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning, September the 26th. It's 57 degrees out there, going up to 88. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR 1460. Chat room is just loaded in there. Chat packs making their plans. Now, let me clarify something. When we were talking about Jim Nielsen, and Linda said that I'd been honored to be the selected as the second district Veteran of the Year. Absolutely. It was 2010.
And 2011, yes.
2010, I was selected. Mm-hmm. It went, and in 2011, they selected three, I believe, California Highway Patrolmen that were veterans. So it was, you know, not this past time, in case there was a misunderstanding. But I was honored to, and as I said, you know, how can you select one person and when there's so many people that obviously deserve this? And so I, you know, and I'm sure it's the same way with anybody that gets selected, is that we try to stand proud for all the veterans. Okay, now we have with us United Way, Ron Largent. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl and Linda. It's good to be here, as always.
Great to
and,
have you.
And your accomplice here.
Well, Marlene Woodard has been our event chairman for this special event we have coming up, and it's good to have Marlene with us.
Marlene!
Hi, Linda.
We know you are really wonderful at putting on events.
Thanks.
Yes. The name is, oh, wow, if Marlene is involved, too, it's going to be great.
It's famous, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
well,
thank you.
We have a big weekend planned coming up. Of course, we just came off of a very big weekend with the air show. But this weekend, the 1st of October, Saturday, we're going to have what we're calling the Extreme Health Weekend. In other words, if you believe in good health and good wellness and fitness, this is your opportunity to, on Saturday, to come out and be part of it. We have a full day of activities actually starting with a pancake breakfast. And so we're going to feed you right, get some carbs into you, and then we're going to allow you to be involved with all kinds of activities, starting with weightlifting, which will actually start at 7 o'clock, and various forms of weightlifting, including the CrossFit, which is, Carl, you probably remember this from your military days. CrossFit is the latest in terms of total body fitness. And both CrossFit of Reading and CrossFit of NorCal are coming in to do the CrossFit portion of it. Everything is taking place at Caldwell Park, so it's very centrally located. Then after the morning events in the afternoon, we head towards what's going to be a lot of fun, and that is a Zumba class.
Oh, wow. Huge Zumba in the
huge,
park.
We're going for the world record, the Guinness Book of World Records, both for the children's, which is the Zumba-thon, and then for the adult record. It'll all start in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, and of course, it's right in Caldwell Park, and we're right there by the Carter Center, which is a gorgeous setting, right down to the river. We've spaced it out so we can get 2,000 or 3,000 people in there, and that's what we hope. And Clemson University currently has the U.S., the Guinness Book of World Records. We've heard that somebody else has it, but I guess it's not official. And with Guinness, it has to be official. In fact, Missy MacArthur, our mayor, is going to be our elected official that's going to determine we did it right for the Guinness Book of World Records.
So how many do we need? Come on, let's give us some numbers here, because we're supposed to be emceeing the Bark and Wine, but we may run down early in our tuxes and do and Zumba with
you. We need to hear all about it when it starts again, and if you could only come for one event, we hope to have you stay all day long. Is there a cost? Is there a donation? Tell us about that.
Well, we have so many things going on. The best thing to do is go to extremehealthweekend.com, because we have 9 different events running simultaneously. So if you really want to know what's going on there, go onto the website. But the Zumba, to participate in the Guinness World Record of Zumba, the current record is 1,253 people. We're hoping for 2011 to match 2011. The cost just for the Zumba is $10 for 12 and over. 11 and under are free. To do the Zumba Atomic, which is the Guinness World Record, is 250 youth, 11 and under. That is free, and that'll start at 3 o'clock. We're encouraging pre-registration. Could you imagine 2,000 people hitting us at once? We are trying to get that event
Zumba
started.
We can Zumba in line.
Yeah.
Now,
Zumba.
Is the Zumba the big world record one? Is that for all ages?
That, yes, all ages.
So that would be really cool on your resume, folks.
That's right.
That you were involved in the Zumba world record for the... I'm sorry. It looks great.
It does,
right, like
absolutely.
Next side of Eagle Scout.
Well, and you don't have to spend all night in a crow's nest. You don't have to eat 1,000,000,000 bugs.
There you go.
How easy is that?
I like it. Show up to Caldwell Park and be in the... Going to, like, you were one of those in Caldwell Park, in Reading, in this time and date, and that you are... There's no... We can make that happen.
Yeah.
And I do want to reiterate that we have stuff going on everywhere. It's actually the Pancake Breakfast is at the Elks Lodge. We end the evening with a pasta bash by Mary's Pizza Shack and a 50-style dance. That's all happening over at the Elks Lodge area. Thompson.
Well, that's the whole area right down there. So
wow.
It's easy to get back and forth
right.
across the street
it
and
is.
You know, crosswalks and everything right. and lights. So this sounds like a great, great day.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I should also mention you mentioned the dance that night, but Gary Bauer is our coordinator on that, and he is going to be giving dance lessons of swing dance,
wow.
and putting on some exhibits with some of his favorite dancers. So it's going to be a real fun night. And the interesting thing is, when I've been out talking to people about this, they say, "You mean I can actually come and learn how to do a swing dance?" So yes, you can, and you can be there and be part of it. So it'll be fun. It's going to be our goal is to get people involved in doing things that are of a to help your health, overall health, wellness, and fitness.
Well, I tell you what, we've got to take a quick break, or our health, wellness, and fitness will suffer here in just a second. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, are the people from United Way. We're talking about a world record Zumba dance.
And other things. This Saturday.
7:41, we'll be right back.
Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You see me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, KCNR. We love you guys in the chat pack, too. 26th of the month. I swear I was just looking at the clock and at the time, and it was the 5th. So,
the fuckering fuck-a-path.
Anyway, 7:44 in the morning, currently 57 degrees. We're going to have a mostly sunny day today, high of 86. And the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about two really special events at Ensemble that we're going to be at that we hope that you can join us. But right now, we have the folks from United Way, and we are giving you lots of information about what's going on this weekend.
Saturday morning, it starts early, but I want to mention one thing right here at the very beginning. This has really been a community-wide effort. Lots of people involved. Wind River, last Friday night, had a part of the proceeds from their Elements restaurant is going to our weekend. This Wednesday, Black Bear Diner, Bruce Dean and that crowd,
they're
giving part of their proceeds to the United Way Health Day. And then Chevy's is doing the same thing both on Wednesday and Thursday. So go eat at Wednesday at Black Bear, go in Thursday at Chevy's. And we really appreciate all the people who's been helping. It's been great. But we have also a lot of people coming to the plate to help us with seminars and educational things, as well as the huge Dam to Dam, the two dam ride. And Marlene will tell you all
about
that.
Tell us about that.
Mike Ferrier has put together a three major rides starting at Thompson Field. We have the Two Dam Century, which is a 100-mile ride going from Keswick Dam to Shasta Dam. We have the One Dam Metric, which is a 60-mile ride, or Two Dam Metric, sorry, that also covers both dams. And then we have One Dam Short Ride, which is 32 miles.
I promise you, I would have One Dam Short Ride. Yeah.
And we know Mike Ferrier. He's the Lion's Flag guy. You always know Mike.
Oh, and
he's
other
a tall,
things, too. Yeah.
He's a tall guy that's so Mr. Community-oriented. So, of course, we had to give a shout-out to Mike. So, right.
Well, he's got three great routes going on, so it can satisfy the 32-mile to the 100-mile. And then we have many sports clinics going on throughout the entire day.
Let me raise my hand here. Do you have a lot of 100-mile ride entries?
I think we will.
Yeah, it's coming along good.
So you have a lot. Do they come
from
all over?
A lot of cyclists.
Yes, they come from all over.
They come from all over when they have something like this. Yeah, because I used to be in that when I was doing triathlons, just cycling.
That was before I knew you.
Before you knew me.
Try to get him out on the trail. Yeah. These guys are coming up left.
Well, we have a lot of mini sports clinics for all ages. We have fly fishing, lacrosse, we have baseball, we have yoga going on right out there along the river. We're expecting about 100 people for that. And all it is, it's a $5 wristband that'll get you to any and every sports clinic. So if you have a child that's really interested in a lot of different sports but's not sure, instead of having to spend 6 weeks there and 8 weeks there, 30 minutes, and they can test a lot of different sports. We have a three-hole disc golf course going on down there also.
You know what that is? Frisbees.
Yeah, frisbees.
There you go.
I wonder if there's a Guinness Book of World Records for yoga, for the downward dog.
I'm sure there is.
The downward dog. I wonder if there's,
would that's it be next year.
Next year, we're going to have 2,000 people doing the downward dog yoga position. Yes!
We'll talk to our conscious living
gal. We may have to turn people away
from
that
one. Check it out.
Wellness One is putting on about an hour and a half acupuncture clinic and demonstration. So if you've ever wanted to try a little bit of acupuncture, come on down. We have a big tent, and under the tent, we have four different health-related seminars going on.
I think people should keep their minds open to different types of treatment. Acupuncture has been around a long time, and that maybe that, if there's pains and there's different things that it can help. It may not help everybody, but it may help a great number of people.
It can open up your chi and your chai.
Well, that and, yoga and eating the right foods and all that together can really do so much for your health. And it's a wellness. The whole thing is a wellness.
It's a commitment.
That you all are talking about. Health and wellness.
This is really cool to take your family down there. And let's suppose that you have just a three-hour day. Of course, we're encouraging everyone to go down there and make a day of it.
Right.
But just what you can see in 3 hours, you're going to get this multitude of community, and different things, aspects of your health. So, again, the time and the place to close this segment, and we are, of course, with Ron Largent, and, of course, with Marlene Woodard, with, of course, United Way.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your time. Give them the final details, Marlene.
October 1st.
Saturday.
Saturday, October 1st, starting 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. We have over 40 vendors that are going to be literally along the Sacramento River Trail, so it's for every age group, and there's a lot to see.
Well, I think everybody can have a great time that day.
And we look forward to having you out to do the Zumba, Carl.
Well, and I tell you what, like I said, we are emceeing that night for Bark and Wine, so we could come out.
Haven't you, Maine? But, you know,
we should come out in our tuxedo.
Absolutely. You're going to wear a tuxedo in your shorts. Ooh,
there you
on
go.
That note, we're going to take a break.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carl and Linda Bott, 7:50 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, I think we got it all.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:53 in the morning. Carl and Abbott, this is the Station of Stability. Private joke. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we are chatting also. Gosh, I mean, the chat pack is wild. We're going to open this up at 8 o'clock. The big talk is of course, is DA, former DA Jerry Bonito just ripped into DA Steve Carlton on his decision to allow to not press rape charges against What?
You have that the other way around, sir.
What?
Mr. Carlton ripped into Mr. Benito, I believe. Or did I mishear?
Turn off your microphone.
Yes, sir.
I got this. No, I'm just kidding. No, that was just, I just saw it in the paper. Is that the DA, former DA, ripped into the present DA about not charging him with rape? And this is the one that Nielsen and Lamoff are saying something about in custody. You know, if the woman was in custody, considered in custody, but well, not really, even though she was in the back of the police car, that your doesn't count till you get there. So this is what, at least according to what I read in the Record Searchlight, but also everybody is here in the chat room going crazy about this. We're going to talk about this at 8:05 to see what, you know, what people think, see where the latest is on that. Now, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew.
That's right, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley, a great place. Espresso Joe's, coffee of any kind. Specials this month, they have, and then when it's hot, they have the cold beverages in the afternoon. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor, the finest tobacco store in the state. They support veterans. They have special discounts for veterans.
And especially, they've got a special cigar with percentage off that's going through Big Bike Weekend.
That's right.
Something that we're going to be talking about here in a moment about the events that's happening with the Big Bike Weekend. And, of course, the traveling tribute, the honors that is going to be happening, as well as the American Veteran Traveling Tribute and Traveling Wall coming to Reading.
That's right. You know, now get ready to write down this phone number. I'm going to talk about it first, but then I want you to write it down. You can be part of this American Veterans Traveling Tribute. And the way to do that, they need volunteers beginning Thursday, October 6th, through Sunday, October 9th. They're needed at several sites, including the Holiday Inn and the lawn of the Reading Convention Center. If you want to volunteer your time at the American Veterans Traveling Tribute or anything, you will find information on volunteer positions at www.bigbikeweekend.com, or you can call 941-9278. Call 941-9278 if you want to volunteer. Also, the Reading Chamber of Commerce is going to have a Big Bike Weekend mixer on October 6th, 2011. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn, and you get to have food samples from the D&B Sausage Company, the Gaia Hotel, Holiday Inn, Leatherby's, Family Creamery, and Trader Joe's. Tickets are $7 per person or $10 at the door. You can get them at the Chamber of Commerce. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about that, too. So, Big Bike Weekend is coming up, and it's coming fast, and it's going to be in Hilltop Drive for the first time in a long time. A couple of the events, help me here.
Motorcade?
No, not the motorcade. That was the word I was having problems with. Their demonstration team, their
right.
bike team, will be at the Chamber of Commerce, as will the Traveling Wall. But everything else is going to be down on Hilltop, and you can walk from vendor to vendor. It's going to be great. This is the first one. We can start filling this up with people. It brings thousands. It can bring thousands of people here to Reading to spend their money, have a great time. And that's going to be from the 6th through the 9th there. It really starts on the 7th. Okay. The people have seem to have lost confidence in their government. I've got some polls here, and we're going to talk about them more.
You mean Americans?
Americans. That 53% have little or no confidence in the men or women who seek or hold elective office. And that 49% of Americans believe the federal government has become so large and powerful that they pose an immediate threat to the rights of the people. You know, we're going to talk more and more about that one. But, I mean, is the government getting so big that we are starting now to fear the government? Was it Thomas Jefferson that said, a government that can give you everything can then take everything? I think I paraphrased that one. The other part, too, is that, you know, confidence in, you know, if they think their government's going in the right direction. And the numbers are overwhelmingly, no, we're not going in the right direction. So then we've got to think about what can we do to change this. Well, this is a year it can be changed, 2012 coming up. It's election year. And it's a chance for everybody to stand up and make a statement. And even though right now it's kind of in a big mix, at least on the Republican side of who's going to be there, President Obama is running. He's running hard, and he's saying, like, you know, hey, we've got to change things. And he's said this before. So the question is, can he bring it around for another 4 years? Or does it need a chance for a change? Well, these things will be coming up ad nauseum, trust me, over the next 11 months. Anyway, Carl and Linda Bach, when we come back, it's open line, and we've got people lined up here with a lot of things they want to say. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
You have been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The government runs out of money in days. FEMA needs cash badly. But Republicans and Democrats are again fighting over the funding. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
That FEMA funding holding up a spending bill. The Republican House passed a bill that included disaster relief. It's coupled with budget offsets. Senate Democrats rejected it.
They are anxious for a shutdown. They think they politically win a shutdown.
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert, Virginia Democrat Mark Warner complains Republicans are fine building schools in Afghanistan.
But expect that rebuilding schools in Joplin, Missouri at this moment in time have to be paid for.
The Senate expected to take up its own version of a short-term spending bill later today, Dave.
Now, Jared, it's still a tough time for home builders. New home sales dropped again in August, more than 2%, a fourth straight monthly decline. 2011 on pace to be the worst year since they started keeping records for new home sales a half century ago. On Wall Street, though, the Dow is up 87. It's been 10 years since 9/11, and New York City remains a terror bullseye.
We're the number one target.
So Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says they've built a vast anti-terror operation, including how to handle another attack by air.
In an extreme situation, we would have some means to take down a plane.
But Kelly wouldn't tell CBS's 60 Minutes how NYPD officers could do it. A murder mystery in rural Franklin County, Indiana. Five people found dead inside two homes.
At this time, we have no idea if we have a single shooter or if we have multiple shooters. We also do not know if the shooter or shooters is among the dead that we have in the area.
State Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden, the discovery made yesterday after people saw a child wandering alone on a road. Amanda Knox, back in court in Italy. The American appealing her murder conviction, found guilty along with her ex-boyfriend of killing her British roommate in 2007. The lawyer of Amanda Knox claims the real killer, called her in court a sex-crazed she-devil. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Weeds! They multiply like rabbits and take over your garden. You keep pulling them out, but they keep coming back. Enough! I now have a garden where weeds don't grow. Use Preen Mulch Plus to block weeds for 6 months. Preen is a weed barrier that prevents weeds from growing in the first place. Preen is the only mulch that blocks weeds for 6 months, so you can enjoy your garden instead of always weeding it. Now through Monday, September 26th, get 3 bags of Preen Mulch Plus for only $10, only at Lowe's.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3 to go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
An American is dead in Afghanistan in an attack near the U.S. Embassy.
The American shot dead at a CIA office in central Kabul, a second one wounded. The killer, an Afghan employed by the U.S. government who was not authorized to carry a weapon. No word if this was a Taliban-inspired attack or a private grievance, but it's the second high-profile attack in 2 weeks on U.S. targets in Kabul, the other a day-long gun and grenade assault on the embassy compound from militants holed up in a tower nearby. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
They're finally back in the U.S. They're long nightmare over for two Americans jailed for more than 2 years as spies in Iran.
Shane Bauer and Josh Patel spending the night in New York City.
After 781 days in prison, Shane and I are now free men.
Free on $1 million bail paid by the Sultan of Oman. They say they were hostages, not criminals.
We were convicted of espionage because we are American. It's that simple.
They and Sarah Shord, released on bail last year, were hiking in northern Iraq. Say they have no idea on which side of the border they were actually arrested. They say they didn't know they were being released until guards took them to a diplomat from Amman who said, "Let's go home." In New York, Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
It's not easy to swim from Cuba to Florida. Just ask Diana Nyad, who had to abandon her attempt a second time in 2 months after being stung repeatedly by jellyfish-like Portuguese man-o-war.
The pain was just ferocious. I felt I went, oh! And I swam a couple strokes and I thought, you're going to be going through millions of these. You better just tough it up.
But doctors told Nyad any more stings could kill her, so she stopped her long swim. A wedding is on hold near South Bend, Indiana, because the groom is in the hospital. Friday, the day before the wedding, he decided to cut down a tree so he could use the stump as a cake top decoration. Well, the tree fell on him, and he had to call 911 from his cell phone. Then he needed back surgery, and he might be hospitalized for weeks. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindabot. 8:05 in the morning, September the 26th.
Monday.
Last Monday in September. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting, as many of you know, as you're jumping in there, kcnr1460.com.
Okay, we're going to start off the top of the hour with this. Mostly sunny today. We have a high of 57 right now. I mean, our temperature right now, if you're just tuning in, welcome to the show, KCNR 1460. We are so happy you are with us this Monday morning. You guys make us just happy. Mostly sunny with, again, it's currently 86. It's going to be high today of 88. We do have somebody on the line. And before we go there, I want to share with you that, of course, Friday, the September 30th, gosh, I just can't believe it. We've got four tickets right now for the first caller for the Monster Truck event. West Coast Monster Truck Nationals. That's right. General admission. That's September
3rd. Monster Truck with your Grand Digger.
And these are $16 tickets, or you can get your children in with these. So I'm giving a family pack of four. That the gates open at 5. Show starts at 8. This is going to be a killer night, guys. So first caller, if you want to do something that's fun, get out of the box, take a friend, take some of your neighbors, call KCNR 1460 at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. We've got a caller in, coming in right now. Bob's going to get that name, and then we're going to go to our next caller. But you know what? This, we're going to be giving tickets away all week. We have a stack full for Friday night, believe it or not. I think we got two left for Sunday. But what a great night. You know, we gave these tickets away last year to somebody we would have thought they would never.
In fact, we were surprised they took it.
They took them, and they went out of their box,
Roberta,
and they loved it.
Roberta, you just won the Monster Truck tickets. And just, you know where to do. Just come on down to 1326 Market Street and pick them up
from
Diane.
Roberta.
Okay, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Good Monday morning.
Good morning. How are you folks?
Great. How was your weekend?
It was wonderful. Oh, it was so nice to have the temperature drop a little bit.
Absolutely.
It was a fabulous weekend.
It was. You know, yesterday was really nice. I mean, it was. And what we just heard, though, the air show, is they had to cancel some of the things they were doing because the ceiling was so low.
Oh, and that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And then, you know, it was really loud also. We lived downtown, and we just heard them going over. It sounded like.
Well, Elizabeth, what's the temperature going to be like tonight with the tea party meeting?
Well, you know, we have a really great program tonight, and I want to preface my comments by saying this one is totally non-political. This is something that everybody needs to come out and see. Given that we are going to have state prisoners introduced back into our communities beginning October 1st, tonight we have a young man by the name of Cameron Gamble, who is the founder of Project Taken. Now, Cameron's military background is pretty phenomenal. He was in the military for 10 years, and he does still, the military still uses him on a consulting basis, but he learned how to avoid capture by the enemy. He has trained Army Rangers and Navy SEALs. He knows how to keep from being captured. That was his specialty when he was in the military. He now has a program called Project Taken that he has brought in to the private sector. He teaches people how to stay safe and how to avoid being abducted, how to avoid being attacked. He has one-day seminars. He has a family home training program. He trains Christian missionaries when they go overseas. He teaches parents how to keep their kids safe when they go to, away to college, because there's a lot of crime on college campuses. His whole mission in life is to teach people how to be safe. And I think that this is more critical than ever, especially given all of the prisoners that are going to be released into our communities in about a week.
Yeah, now.
So I really encourage people to come out and hear his program. He'll also be on We the People Radio for 2 hours this Sunday.
Wow.
You know that, you know, we're going to poach him too after you have him.
Please do. And we'll, his program, you have
great guests. We usually call.
Thank you. Well, you know
all
what?
Of
we're
our
happy
shows
to
have
be
great guests.
Because it's about everybody, and he's just recently moved back to this area, and we really want to help him get this program started, because I think we need it now more than ever. And for all of the young women out there, he can teach them how to be safe. 2570 South Bonneview Road, formerly the Bonneview Baptist Church, now the Destiny Fellowship Church, 6 o'clock.
And 6 o'clock.
Please come out, folks, and learn
this
how to
This is about
keep
staying safe.
Safe
during times of stress. And I tell you what, there's so many things going on in our country right now. Like, you know, we love Reading, but
yeah.
Reading, you know, unfortunately, it could be a destination of bad guys. And,
yeah.
In fact, we're getting, as you just said, in front of this realignment thing, we're starting to get the first group in. Tom Basinkle is going to be here Wednesday, we're going to be talking about realignment. And just by the way, we're having a counterterrorism expert also on Thursday by the name of John Walker.
Excellent.
Who travels all over the world and works with not only police but military. He'll be on Thursday. So this all kind of fits together.
We're living in unprecedented times, and rather than deny that, we need to embrace everything that we can do to keep ourselves safe, and especially our kids.
As we said, we want to harden the target so that they will pick someone else or go someplace else.
So
and that means for your children.
And,
absolutely.
And learn how to keep your families and your children safe in these times.
Great. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey,
let's go to the financial advisor from Wells Fargo, Josh Wiley, with our morning minute.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the Dow and the S&P 500 were moderately higher in early trading on hopes European leaders will take new action to contain the continent's debt crisis. Reports say the European Central Bank is not ruling out an interest rate cut and may debate restarting covered bond purchases. Currently, the Dow's up 99 points at 10,870, while the Nasdaq's down 9 at 2,473, and the S&P 500 is up 4 at 1,141. Oil's down $1.08 this morning at $78.77 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.93%. Gold's down $38.30 at $1,601, while silver is down $1.41 at $28.70 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, AT&T's up 36 cents at $28.31, Coca-Cola's up 52 cents at $67.96, while PG&E is down 6 cents at $42.97. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. We get a morning update from Josh and his compatriots, at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning to let you know what's going on, and then again in the afternoon. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. It's open line, 8:15 in the morning. I know if y'all are in there and excited about what's going on with the Anderson policeman that seems to have gotten off, even though that he will never be a policeman again in his plea deal, because from what I understand is that he, when he, a woman was, there was sex between he and the woman. He had her in the back of the car. He was on his way down to the police station. Sex occurred. He's saying it's consensual. Can't be consensual is what other people are saying because she's in custody.
He's in uniform.
And the thing about it is the law says, and this is where Jim Nielsen and Doug Emhoff and others are just, you know, upset about, I read about this, in fact, is you're not officially in custody till you get down to the jail. So I guess that means you're not officially in custody if you're in the back of a police car. Well, having ridden one of those a couple of times in my life, I felt like I was in official custody at that point. But they're saying is that because of the way the law is written, so they can't get him on the rape charge. Like that.
Something's wrong with that picture.
That's what started with the Benito. And Benito came in there, you know, and took on. Of course, there's no love loss between Jerry Benito and Steve Carlton anyway. And, you know, Carlton just slamming Benito on the Martinez case, which leads me to something else, too. What happened with the Martinez case? Did that end up as a plea deal? Or it hasn't finished yet, I don't believe. But is that going to be a plea deal where the guy gets, you know...
So once again, this gives a criminal the right. Let's say that, you know, you're innocent until you're proven guilty, first of all. Okay, so that's just a sidebar. But let's say that there's a bad guy and a cop gets a bad guy and handcuffs him and sticks him in the back seat. Are you telling me at that point he's still not under custody?
Well, I don't believe so, according to this.
I need details.
Well, okay, let's go to the line. Hey, Don, good morning.
Good morning. You know, we could all just enjoy this and be Democrats. We can have like a Disneyland. We could open up a store called Inmates Are Us. You don't need a charge card. If you don't get caught, you can get whatever you want. You can get a great ride to jail and have a great experience. You know, I think we're all going nuts. We can become Democrats. That's what they're doing to us.
Well, you know what? You know, going back to what the people think is 57% have little or no confidence in the federal government to solve domestic problems, exceeding the previous high of 53%. Americans believe on average that the federal government wastes 51 cents of every tax dollar. And then, like I said, 49% of the Americans believe the federal government is a threat. So, you know, I can't blame that all on Democrats, but they have been in the power for the last 4 years. But, you know, and things have changed, you know, that has changed. That's gone up, from 30% in 2000. So, 2003. So,
Democrat or Republican, we need to take a closer look at that law and investigate it further. We would like to hear from our listeners. Do you know that law? And is it true, in fact? And that's what we're trying to get at. It's not a bash towards Democrat or Republican, because as we know, we've had both as our district attorneys and both making the laws. So we need to investigate at that particular point. Once you're in the back of a police car, are you in fact at that point considered in custody?
Isn't that a no-brainer?
Well, you know what? To me, it does. It is, but it's, you know what? It's just like every other law that's written. And if I remember right, if you write enough laws, then everybody will be breaking a law no matter what they do. So,
it's all money, isn't it?
Yeah,
all dollars into the coffers.
It was. Okay.
But I know some very fine Democrats. That was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Well, okay. Well, you know, it's, again, to me, it's not a Democrat or Republican problem. It's a government problem.
It is our problem.
It is our problem because
we need to solve it. Let's elect some people who are community and really care for a change.
People that will take a look at these laws and say what's right for America, not what's right for my party or my lobbyist. Okay. Thanks a lot, Don.
You're welcome.
You bet. All right. Now, You know, there's a lot of, like you said, you know, people in here that have been dealing with police who have been in the police department. Yeah, there are people, and I know this from my I've had relatives that were in law enforcement, that there are all types of just these little quirks in these laws that they don't even understand. But this one right here seems to be a pretty steady one, that if you're arrested and they put you in the back of a car, and then what, you know, then it seems to be is that how could you not be in custody? Does that mean if you do something like to escape that you weren't in custody to begin with? Or are we just making this too hard? All right.
Coming up, we've got a guest that's in the lobby that I'm really looking forward to. This guy is just well-informed. He's a total straight shooter. He's the guy that tells you about survival and how do you get your go-to bag and what's happening with money in the market. And he's just a fascinating guy, and I really like him. Mark Kent, he's coming up in a minute.
That's right. And before we take our break here, we're going to talk about this as soon as we get back. You know the HPV vaccine, the one that Governor Perry got in so much trouble about down in Texas because he's, you know, the way they did it, even though he said people could opt out, they made it kind of mandatory for young girls. Well, it's been introduced here by an assemblywoman, Tony Atkins, would allow those 12 and older to seek medical care to prevent sexually transmitted infections without parental consent. In other words, they could get these shots without telling their parents. And I'll talk about that a little bit when we get back. Carl Lindabot, 8:20 in the morning, September the 26th, and this is Free Fire Radio. Let us talk to Paul.
Presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to, I love it, KCNR. Bob's doing great bouncer music today, or whatever you want to call it. Bring us in, bring us out, bounce us in, let us jump in. It's Monday, and you know what? It's a great Monday. It was
last
a great
Monday
weekend.
In September.
You know, it's been interesting. You know, as we get into fall and wake up Sunday, and it's actually been, you know, the backyard's been sprinkled on.
By something besides Elk Killer.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Mostly sunny today with a high of 86. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 57. Tomorrow we're looking to jump back up into 92. Tuesday night it's going to be around 60. I love the jumps like that. You can open up your windows and feel that great breeze. Wednesday, Thursday, mostly sunny days in the high 90s. So we're looking to, you know, enjoy that weather while we can. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. To mark your calendars, a couple events that I promised I was going to tell you about with Anselmo Vineyards. On October 15th, they're doing a fall, a fall festival, Lords, with a theme of Lords, Ladies, and Knights. It's your chance if you don't want to, you know, go out with the costume parties on the 30th and the 29th. This is their version of a kind of a Renaissance fair-ish night. And Carl and I will be singing that night with my trio, probably the last time that I'm going to be doing something out there through the holidays. And that's October 15th. And I think they've got a set price for dinner in the music room. If you've been out there before or you have been out there before, it'd be fun to experience dressing in costume and enjoying some music and dancing. And
have to dress in costume either.
You don't, but they're encouraging you to dress in costume, because if you dress in costume, and if I know Chicken and Rivera's, they're giving away some incredible door prizes.
They
so
do.
It's worth it to dress as a lord. Then, of course, on New Year's Eve will be probably the biggest spectacular blowout that you've ever seen in the North State. They are doing on New Year's Eve. So we'll be telling you more about that. But if you do want to make reservations on the 15th and every Saturday up until the end of October, Rick Hill will be there October 29th, 474-5546. That's the reservation, 474-5546.
Okay, for our strong women out there and for all women, you should be happy to know that the women in Saudi Arabia will be able to vote beginning in 2015. Yes, okay, it's been a while. Yes, okay, it's been a millennium. It's been centuries. And the women in, of course, Iraq can vote. But in Saudi Arabia, they're finally going to give the women the right to vote. But let's temper this. They still don't have the right to drive. No. And they can't travel without, of course, a consent from a male member of their family. It could be a younger brother, but they still need consent to travel from a male member in the family. So, but they will be able to vote in 2015. Now, they don't want to push this too hard. But the king of Saudi Arabia, King Saud, has said it's time to give women a vote. Now, I can't wait to see what happens in 2015. Oh, they can run for office, too. Women can run for office. So it finally looks like women are taking that next step forward. It's kind of like the Saudi spring, you know, that they can get to in 2015, of course. A lot can happen between now and then, but I'm sure that this is a huge step forward for women's rights in the Middle East. I'm sorry. I'm laughing, okay? I have a real problem with what I've seen. I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East. I'm sorry. I have seen things in there that are just, you know, wrong. Totally wrong. Handed notes by a woman that handed it to our group there. We were protecting an area that said, our lives are miserable. Talking about women. that they, you know, they have no rights. We saw a man whom we thought was seemed like a pretty nice guy, very, very bright, very educated, turns around and starts slapping his wife in public across the street from us.
The suppression.
Slapping his wife. I mean, just smacking her hard, too. One of our partners went over there and stopped it. But the thing is this was just considered acceptable. And, you know, it was kind of like, whoa, you know. So when we start thinking about that, they have the right to vote. That is a huge
step
forward.
It's a move forward. And, of course, the bottom line with that is that, you know, keep on keeping on. And I've got a story I want to share with you before we take a break. I think it's kind of an encouraging story, and it happened in Salt Lake City. It seems a solo hiker crawled for 4 days across the Utah desert after breaking his leg. Okay, his name was Amos Wayne Richards. He was 64. So don't give me this, senior citizen thing, because this guy had the stuff. He had the chutzpah. He was recovering at home Sunday after falling 10 feet during his hike September 8th in Little Blue John Canyon. He also dislocated his shoulder but was able to work it back into place. You know what I mean? Canyonlands National Park rangers found Richards 4 days after he fell. Drug himself across the desert. You know
what? What are you going to do? You can't just stay there and die. What about the guy that cut off his hand?
Hacked off his own leg.
The spirit, the inner spirit, the spirit is just a huge, that's a study in itself.
You see people live that shouldn't be living. You see people die that should never die. Because of their spirit and what's on inside of them.
We congratulate the Saudi women and all that the perseverance of them being able to vote in 2015. But congratulations anyway, that this is a move forward.
That's right. Hey, when we come back, Mark Kent's going to stop by. We're going to talk to Mark, too. We're going to talk about some of the things that are going on right here in Reading and some other spots in the world. What do we got here? Now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. Taking the economy on the road, 3 states in 3 days for President Obama.
Later today, he'll be in Silicon Valley for an internet town hall meeting. But it's not all jobs and taxes. The president holding 7 fundraisers in 3 days, fattening up his coffers before Friday's important quarterly fundraising deadline.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. The hunt is on for more people possibly involved in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103.
Scotland asking Libya's new rulers to track down others behind the Lockerbie bombing. The original trial ruled it's unlikely Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi acted alone. No word of Libya's transitional council plans to prioritize this. Meanwhile, the sole man convicted of that bombing continues to live openly in Tripoli. He is sick, it's reported, but he survived both the revolution and Scottish doctors' prognosis that he had only weeks to live.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. Al-Megrahi was released from custody on compassionate grounds 2 years ago. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Michelli next to Yak's.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. We have so much going on here. 8:35 in the morning, September 26th, the last Monday in this year, in September. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live on KCNR 1460 worldwide, and also the chat room's going on and going, yeah, very, very hot in there. Before we get to our first caller, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans. Take a step back in time, and DC, Tim, and the Man in Black will give you great haircuts, great prices. Like I said, you know, you don't have to worry about getting your hair blown dry. You get your beard trimmed. You get your hair cut. In fact, I've got to go down to this week and get mine. Get my locks trimmed back. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off Athens Avenue. Go see them. Oh, yeah, discounts for veterans. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you guys were talking about the people that go out and crawl across the desert and things like this here. And anybody goes out and hiking and out in the wilderness areas and by themselves without somebody to be with them, they better have the right stuff. Because they're going to need to survive because nobody's there to help them out. And when they don't tell people where they're going, like that guy that went hunting up here by Bartle,
yeah,
didn't tell anybody where he was going so they could even have an idea of where to look for him, for sure, and not carry something with him here, is asking for trouble. You know, I just can't understand why people go out and do that. They would go out and put themselves in.
I think part of it, Jim, is, you know, I think it falls into two classes, people that are really inexperienced.
Mm-hmm.
And the other class is people that have become, you know, like, oh, hey, I can do this. I've done this so many times. I don't have to worry about taking, taking this extra equipment with me. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think that, you know, those two groups, like this man that went up hunting, maybe he had been hunting so many times. Oh, I don't need to do this. I don't need to tell anybody. But then when it happens, then it's too late. So
right.
I agree with you. You know, if you're going to go up in the woods or you're going to go out in the desert, you need to give somebody you need to leave a note or let people know where you're starting from, at least so they at least have a starting spot there.
Yeah. So that guy down there and got cut and that had to cut his arm off, went down that tunnel.
Yeah.
And there, they wouldn't have known until somebody crawled down that tunnel looking for and found his bones down there. They wouldn't know where the world
that's
they,
right.
they even found him. But to go out and pull off something like that, you know, and then they'd talk and then we're wanting a lot of sympathy for him. I have a hard time having any sympathy for somebody doing that.
Yeah, it doesn't take precautions. It goes
yeah,
out like that.
Yeah, they don't
that.
Care enough about themselves to take yeah. to worry about. Then why should I worry about them?
Well, that's one way of looking at it, Jim. Thanks for your phone call.
I might be cold-hearted too.
No. You know what it is? It's like this. It's taking responsibility for your actions.
Yeah,
and then when you do something, you get in trouble, and you expect society to rescue you. In this
mm-hmm.
case, the guy cut his hand off and survived. And the other one, the guy crawls across the desert and survived. Now, the thing is, would he have had to crawl across the desert, would he have had to cut his hand off, the other guy, if he let people know where he was at? Something simple like that. And maybe they wouldn't have. So, you know, they're living with that. Yes, they're made to be heroes, but it still is, was it preventable?
Yeah, it was definitely preventable. To just take a little precaution and a little consideration of other people so they know. Don't have to worry about them, too.
Yeah. Okay, Jim.
That's the other thing, too, is leaving people sitting home worrying about you, you know?
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It is, because people don't even know where to start at that point.
I had a son that did that, and he went there, and he didn't care, you know, and sat here and worried, wondered where he's off the road, somewhere upside down, you know? And he still goes out and does stupid things like that, but...
Well, just make sure that he leaves, he leaves whatever he has to you. So.
Yeah, he has all his crap.
Okay. All right, Jim. Thanks a lot.
See you. Bye.
You bet. Hey, Mark Kent, who has a show on our station called Sovereign Minds, has stopped in today. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today, Carl?
Fine. Hey, you know, Jake Ryan from Patriot Gold and Silver gave me a call. He said, you know what? This is exactly what was, that the gold and silver is exactly what he predicted. What was predicted is that it was going to go up. It was going to drop rapidly, but... then it's going to go right back up.
It's going to go right back up. This is reminiscent of 2008 crash. And I've been getting the reports, too, that, you know, we got another Lehman in the mix here, some banking institution. So I look at this as a gift from God. If you are looking to buy, right now is the time to do it. And I would buy until my hands bled right now, because there's not going to be too many other places to put your money here pretty soon the way the economy is going. So it's going to get ugly, I believe, because, you know, they're running into the dollars right now out of Europe, but Europe's imploding. They're having bank runs all over Europe, and that's going to contagion into us. So it's coming, guys, and I just keep, pounding the drum here. You know, get ready. Be prepared. Get self-reliant.
Well, you know, the part that we've always talked about is self-reliance. And, you know, we've talked about that, of being prepared for emergencies. And emergencies aren't just, they're just not earthquakes or floods or tornadoes or, you know, hurricanes or tsunamis.
Hyperinflation.
You know, it's just being able to take care of yourself. Do you have enough, if services broke down for 2 weeks, just something as simple as 2 weeks,
yep.
Do you have ways of getting water? Purifying water. Do you have a ways? Do you have enough food? Do you have a way of cooking the food? Do you have clothing, medicine, all that? You know, flashlights, a radio to tell you what's going on. Just basic things like that.
Absolutely.
If something does break down.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's ridiculous that people would not be preparing for anything. Period. I mean. A big problem in our country right now is there's a segment of the population that is looking to the government to solve all their problems. And that's the problem. Because guess what? Government can't solve its own problems. And if we keep looking to them, it's like down there in Katrina. You know, do you want to be the guy that's standing out there on the top of the roof going, hey, help me? You know, not me. I mean, that's not the way I roll. So I just think it makes common sense. Whether it's a hurricane, a fire, a flood, economic disaster, if you're not prepared for some, at least a short-term problem, I just think that you're not prudent. And you know something, if you got kids, you, in my opinion, you know, it's not just about not being prudent, it's about being, I'm looking for
almost
a word.
Criminal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, trying to figure out which word I was going to use, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, we've got to kind of watch those words. All right, hey, we've got to take a quick break here, Carl on the Bot. Time is 8:41 in the morning, September 26th. Mark Kent stopped by here, and we're talking about it's open line also, my friend. So, a lot of comments about custody, out of custody, in custody. What's Carlton doing? Benito, lashed out and said, you know, this should have happened. Carlton is saying, wait a minute, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But the big thing is, what's it do to our people? And, you know, what are the laws? Should the laws be changed? There's so many things going on right now in our world in this whole week. Carl Lindebot, this is Free Fire Radio.
It's called the United Way's Extreme Health Weekend, Saturday, October 1st. Watch or take part in weightlifting competitions, CrossFit Throwdown, Power Lift Meet, Pump and Run, bicycle rides, including the 100-mile Century, the 60-mile Metric, or the 32-mile Short Ride. Get your tickets now at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Other events like Zumba, a fun-filled event for all, put Reading on the map and beat the Guinness Book of World Records at 4 p.m. No experience needed. Get your tickets online at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Access the experts in the mini sports clinics, lacrosse, fly fishing, baseball, disc golf, rock climbing, fencing, yoga, golf, tennis, and much more. Just go to ExtremeHealthWeekend.com for clinic schedules and ticket purchases. Get in on a pasta bash by Mary's Pizza Shack Saturday at 5 p.m. followed by a sock hop. United Way's Extreme Health Weekend. Sponsored by Home Helpers, Record Searchlight, Bird's Physical Therapy, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR 1460 AM.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
This year, Big Bike Weekend comes back to Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. 3 big days up and down Hilltop. Plus, 2 of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition, and the Cost of Freedom Exhibit. That's October 7th through the 9th. Go to BigBikeWeekend.com for tickets. This has been a public service message from KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, your stable talk radio station. 605-4567. Give us a call September the 26th. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leah, who takes care of my eyes and Linda's eyes, at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. The latest in designer progressive lenses. Ask Linda about those. On-site lab. You got a problem with insurance? No, you don't. Give Dr. Leah a call. He wants to help you. From a toddler to the most senior, he can help you when he looks at your eyes. Contact lenses, glasses for the whole family. That's Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Give him a call. You've only got two eyes. All right. We've got all types of things coming through here. We've got Mark Ken here that's kind of a stop by if we ask. Hey, Mark, what are you doing? On your way to work. Just come on in. Hey, just realignment.
Yeah.
Just realignment. You're okay.
Okay.
We're going to have Sheriff Benito on Wednesday to talk about it, but they're getting ready to open up the other floor in the jail. The way that the whole thing is changing, and we're going to start getting these people immediately.
Right, it's like a week or whatever, yeah.
And as Sheriff's Captain Don Van Bursick says, whoever oversees the jail, my guess is that we will fill up relatively fast. There's not going to be enough. And the jail personnel will have to continue releasing inmates to make room for the new ones.
Right.
And you know what? Here's the other thing, too, according to what I've read. This is not just, the people you're talking about here, they've been convicted for a wide range of nonviolent crimes. Now, listen to these nonviolent crimes. Auto theft, forgery, second degree commercial burglary, receiving stolen property, possessing or selling drugs. These are pretty significant felonies, the chief deputy district attorney says. I don't know if the public has a grasp of what's coming. And that doesn't even mean what they've been convicted on before and what was plea bargained down, as we've just been talking about.
Well, you know, like the last time, too, they said they weren't going to release any violent criminals. And then there was a computer glitch, and they just happened to release 5,000 or 6,000 criminals that were really, you know, convicted of violent crimes. So, you know, I mean, that can't happen again, right?
No, that'll never happen. But here's another one, too. Let's think about this. Okay, so we do the non-sexual,
yeah.
You know, all that stuff. Okay, so we've released those guys. So the next crew's coming in. I mean, it's not like all crime is stopping in California and in Shasta County. So it's the next group. Okay. Oh, these guys are worse than these guys. We'll turn these guys loose. And, you know, at what point do we start getting to where we really have people that are a threat? And then this other thing they did with the women, just turning them loose. This happened last week.
I didn't hear about this.
Oh, no. Wait, you hear this one. Basinka will talk about this one. We talked to Jim Nielsen about this, but women with children and are being released out of the state prisons to go back and, you know, to reestablish their homes. Not that maybe they had their homes established anyway.
It's going to be a tough place to get turned loose.
I tell you what, it's going to be. You can just watch. You can just see the frustration that's already arising, and plus all the money. I don't even think the money's arrived yet. And I'd like to hear about that. It's supposed to be $2.9 million to be able to open up that floor, the third floor. It's there for the rehabilitation programs, for the extra parole or probation officers. It's there for counseling. All these things. What happens if that money is late? Where does that money come from then?
Absolutely. I mean, what if the money starts to dry up? I mean, look at the economy. I mean, you know, we're talking about 9.1% unemployment. That's when you skew all the figures, it's 9.1. It's actually more like 22 when you start putting.
Well, that's nationwide. Here in California, it's 12, and right here in Shasta County, you know, it's like what, 16% almost.
Well, and it's even more than that because they're only counting a certain percentage of the unemployment guys. So here in Shasta County, it's probably more like 25%. Well, the Great Depression was up in the 30s. So we're approaching the Great Depression numbers, and we're in a double dip here. So this is going to be a problem. These guys getting released from prison, and that's why I think everybody should go to the Tea Party meeting tonight to get a little plug in here for this guy that's showing up is Cameron Gamble. He's an expert in security and protecting yourself and avoiding these situations. I think the people need to really understand out there that they need to start relying on themselves, because at some point in time, the local police and sheriffs are going to be overwhelmed because there's going to be so many people running around out there. And if the economy keeps going down farther, you know, there's going to be people out there that don't have any other way but to turn to crime to support themselves.
Well, you know, you think that would have happened. You thought there'd been a huge uptick in crime, and it hasn't happened yet.
Well, thank God.
Yeah. But the idea of being able to know how to protect yourself, protect your home, protect your loved ones, in a nonviolent manner, which is just making it, you know, harder, putting up, just making your house harder.
Security and motion detectors.
Being aware of what's going on around you. And I'm sure the gentleman will be talking about all that today. And we will have him on our show as soon as we can. Like on Thursday, of course, we're having a counterterrorism expert, John Walker.
Will be on Thursday.
And he's got a lot of things that he talks about, surprises right here in our country. But we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:51 in the morning, September the 26th.
Our guest is Mark Kent.
And we have much more when we come back. This is Free Fire Radio.
Legendary grave digger and 7-time world champion Tom Mintz returned to Red Bluff September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd. Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires present the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on grave digger and maximum destruction. Plus, those insane quad racers. Top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the
Red Bluff Sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Coke. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220 or go online to rvmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
No, we won't back down. Carl in the bot, 8:53 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. We don't ever back down. You know, you need to take a stand. Protect yourself. Protect the people around you. You know, this is a great place to live, Reading, in the North State. And we can keep it that way. Just, you know, just be alert. And we're going to be talking more about this. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts to veterans. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, by beans, anything you need to make for to make coffee. Of course, their tobacco side with the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And great people that work there. I can't say enough about how they support our community, Joe and Shelley. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're up.
I'm up. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. Yeah, the reason I'm calling is, first of all, I thought that Mark Kant's program was very good last night.
Okay.
And your program, Carl, is always awesome. But the reason I'm calling is just maybe you guys, and I'll kind of just take this, you know, off the phone when we're done here, but I'd like to know both your takes on how to get people to really grasp reality. As a small businessman over 25 years up here, I've never seen the economy like this. We have everything from the Forest Service wanting to close our roads to us, to take our land away from us, to shut down our dams, to criminals being released on the streets, and a lot of the things you hear in the media are about things like, you know, go adopt a dog from you know, from the kennel. I mean, I don't know how people or what way we can get people to wake up, but maybe you guys have some advice. There's some serious things happening.
Let me jump in here if I can. There's two ways to learn, is what I've been taught over the years. Is one is repetitive, you know, repeating over and over and over again. After a while, you repeat it enough, people start to listen and understand. The other is shock therapy. Okay, you want to avoid the shock therapy if at all possible and stay on the repetitive and just keep repeating it over and over, because shock therapy is usually too late. If you're, you know, repeating over and over, prepare for a disaster, and people do it, that's great. But if you wait till the disaster hits, that's the shock.
Yeah, but then the people that survive the disaster are the ones prepared. Now, Terry, what I would say, and I agree, is that, you know, you have a group of people that believe like you do, let's just say, and then you open that and you spread the word out and you get more and more people that agree. And then you may find out that you'd be surprised how many people agree. Hey, you know, this is wrong. This is what happening is wrong. And then the only thing then you can do is elect new people, change things. And unfortunately, where California is right now, I'm not sure they're going to be able to do that. So nationally, I think we can, even though we should be able to change things in our local government, which we can. But when you get into the state government, no matter, you know, if we put in people that believe in responsibility and not, you know, the government not taking over and more, you know, more and more fees and taxes and laws, gotta get the rest of the state in that. But perhaps the rest of the state is getting there now. I think they're getting tired of this.
I think the shock therapy is going to get them anyway. I mean, regardless. So, and that's the other way for people to learn, and that's the best way. You know, those are the hard lessons.
But you're absolutely right, Terry. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Sure, ma'am.
Okay, hey, let's go to Charles. Charles, good morning. Charles,
you're
up. Good morning.
I've been in on a few of the discussions of the corrections committee, and one thing they want to do is they want to set up a parolee or slash a post-released supervisorial convict reporting center in a near a residential neighborhood.
They want to do what now?
They want to set up what they call a day report. This is one of the things they discussed in the discussions at the corrections partnership meetings. I don't know if it's in the staff report for tomorrow morning's meeting because I haven't seen it, but I've been at some of the correction partnership meetings that when
they want to put them out in houses.
I raised the question myself. Where is this thing supposed to be sited? And
so it's like a FEMA camp or something.
This thing is like a
check-in center. This is where a bunch of prematurely released, let's make that abundantly clear, felons are going to be
housed.
Brought into where they're going to.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. It's almost like a.
And some are going to be babysat for the day, and.
Oh yeah, kind of like a It's going to be in a building, so
like a halfway house.
It's not a full on reentry facility like the one that.
That is a problem. Yeah.
Like the one that almost got set up.
Yeah.
At Breslauer a few years ago, but it's similar.
Yeah. Hey Charles, we only got a minute. We got to run. Thanks for your phone call. Tom Basinko will be on Wednesday. To talk about these things, and because he sat in all those meetings. Also, tomorrow we got Silas Lyons, and we're going to be talking veteran stand down. But Silas, we're going to talk about the paper and where the future of the paper is going, but also everything that's going on here in the town and what he is seeing. Our guest today, Mark Ken, who has Sovereign Minds on Sunday.
Wow, that flew by.
Yeah, is it over?
Yeah, well,
gosh.
It is. Yep. Sorry.
I know we were going to have you come back and actually. We're going to have you take a day or two when we're not going to be here because, you know what, you're the one.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. Hey, this is Carl Lindebot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And that's becoming abundantly clear. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.